It's that time. Time to exit the world of work. Retirement, are you ready? Do you fear it or embrace it? Is it a hard and fast finish or a dotted line? Is it a time to make even more radical changes? Meet a couple who really took this opportunity and ran with it. The Valancourts sold their house in Minnow Lake and relocated. "It was really hard for me to leave Sudbury," recalled Ron. In their case, there was a pull, not a push, to consider this geographical shift. They knew it was temporary. Ron, now 72, and Sue, 69, moved back to Sudbury in 2022. The fresh air, the clean water, the people, motivated them to return. "We were living in the Burlington area, in the Mount Hope area, really. One of our twin daughters gave birth to twins, and because we knew how difficult it can be, we moved down to support them. We were driving down 3 times a month. It made no sense not to be there and form a relationship with our grandchildren. 2 beautiful kids. I will tear up when I talk about them. We will never ever get back what they have given to us." Being part of the lives of their family has been important to Sue and Ron. There was an imperative to be part of their support network. "We were committed to do this. Gosh, I even sold my truck," Ron said. Retirement gave them the capacity to make a decision as big as this, which for Ron meant an end to his 35 years at Inco. "I started in instrumentation, then I went to a management position," he said. "The operating department and maintenance, plus supervision, became his progression. We all remember there were blips in 1978 and 1982, strikes that persisted and impacted the community and families. When he was 65, Ron Valancourt finished at Vail, but that did not end his career. In recent years, he joined NORCAT and was at the Detour Lake Gold Mine Project, where he did 2 weeks in and 2 weeks out. In coming back to Northern Ontario, Ron continues to share his expertise as a training and development consultant. "I started in health and safety in 1972 and it stayed with me," he said. Clearly, it is important for him to keep being involved in the world of learning. "Retirement is a part-time job for Ron. I have a passion for instructing. I've got to pass this on." His wife, Sue, likes that he gets out of the house. "I love that he goes 1 or 2 days a week to teach," she said. Now on the cusp of another decade, Sue breaks into laughter as she shares a thought on her upcoming milestone birthday. "I am going to rock in my 70s like I did in the 70s. There is a really pervasive assumption that people become economic deadweight as soon as they hit 65, when the reality is more nuanced, and a growing proportion remain employed long after," wrote Ashton Applewhite in his book, This Chair Rocks, A Manifesto Against Ageism. "I never thought about retirement when I was 30. I have a hard time slowing down, but a full Inco pension was something to aspire to," Ron acknowledges. Interestingly, the importance of good friends, and good health, appears to be even more important than a solid financial situation, because we are not just living longer, we're staying healthy longer. The Valancourts seem to know this, as they are active and enjoying life. "We got to travel, and during the summers we are at camp and I am fishing," Ron said. The Valancourts made some very informed decisions about retirement. Together they figured out what was best for them. But what about you? When to retire and how to use this time is a personal choice unique to each of us. It depends on so many factors. Let's just consider these 4. Have you saved enough for retirement, or do you have a plan in place to generate income during your retirement years? Your health may impact your decision to retire. If you are experiencing health issues, that may make it difficult for you to work or enjoy your future retirement. You may want to consider retiring earlier. Consider what you want to do during retirement. If you have a passion or hobby that you want to pursue, you may want to retire earlier. If you enjoy your work and find it fulfilling, as Ron Valancourt does, you may want to work longer. The current economic situation in Canada is changing. Interest rates and inflation are on the rise, and there may be even more challenges. Savings and expenses can be impacted in negative ways. Ultimately, the decision to retire early or wait is a personal one that depends on your individual circumstances. You may want to speak with a financial advisor to help you assess your economic readiness for retirement. The Valen courts are exemplars of one of the ways to go forward after 65. Looking back, what advice would Ron give his 65-year-old self? It's not much different from what we have done. Do something that feeds your soul. Making butter tarts with our grandson, Corson, and being here for his learning to drive is so important. I get to make gnocchi and sourdough bread for friends. Their happiness and satisfaction with life is obvious. Hugh Krugel is a writer in Greater Sudbury. Prime is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.